The mandatory evacuation orders and road closures associated with the Sunshine Wildland fire remained in effect overnight. The Boulder Office of Emergency Management estimates that the fire displaced over 450 people from their homes last night. The blaze started in Boulder County foothills due to a structure fire on Sunshine Canyon Drive. Strong winds caused the fire to spread quickly to the surrounding grassland and led to mandatory evacuations of area residents. The evacuation area includes Pine Brook Hill and initially included the area west of Foothills Community Park. Boulder's OEM estimated the fire was 25% contained last night. The chair of the University of Colorado Board of Regents says former visiting scholar John Eastman is an embarrassment. Eastman was named in the House Committee's recommendation to the Justice Department yesterday that he be charged with violating criminal statutes in connection with the January 6th insurrection. Former President Donald Trump was also named. Sub-freezing temperatures arriving later this week will strain Denver's capacity to shelter both homeless and arriving migrant populations. KJNU's Steve Miller has more.
On Monday, the Denver City Council approved an emergency declaration to extend migrant housing as the city responds to a surge of migrants arriving in the city. The Denver Post reports that the extension is now set to expire on January 17th. As of 12 p.m. on Monday, the number of migrants that arrived overnight was 134. The total number of migrants assisted by the city since December 9th is approximately 1,100 people. Currently, the number of migrants sheltering in city emergency shelters stands at 408, and there are over 150 in partner emergency shelters. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock signed the emergency order last week after asylum seekers, many from Venezuela, started showing up in Denver looking for shelter. Hundreds of people have been arriving over the past several months, but the city has seen a large increase in unexpected arrivals over the past 2 weeks. Nearly half of the migrants were planning to connect with friends or family in other destinations, according to immigration advocates. For KGNU, I'm Steve Miller.
Environmental groups are urging Larimer County residents to speak up at the meeting tonight, where Fort Collins officials will publicly review newly drafted oil and gas regulations. KGNU's Benita Lee has more.
The Larimer Alliance and other Colorado environmental groups say while Fort Collins officials appear to be responding to community feedback as they draft new oil and gas drilling regulations, it seems the process to involve public opinion is being rushed. The coalition said recent incidents have highlighted the need for stricter laws, including the air pollution violations at Prospect Energy's Krause Tank Battery site near Fort Collins. The state health department shut the site in August for endangering public welfare. Both the Larimer Alliance and the city's Air Quality Advisory Board expressed similar concerns after seeing an earlier draft of the new regulations in October. In a letter to Fort Collins' Mayor Jenny Arndt and City Council members, the city's advisory board urged that the oil and gas regulation adoption process be slowed down to allow for, quote, careful consideration and public input, unquote. They also suggested firmer guidelines with regards to where new oil and gas facilities could be placed. Only in industrial-zoned areas, the board said, and with a firm 2,000-foot setback from residential occupied buildings. The first reading of the amended oil and gas regulations draft will be presented tonight at 6 p.m. at City Hall. More information can be found at fcgov.com. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.
The main branch of the Boulder Public Library closed Monday afternoon to allow for testing related to methamphetamine contamination. KGNU's John Kellen has more.
The environmental testing will include taking swab samples from surfaces inside and outside of restrooms. Earlier testing of residue from restroom air ducts showed higher than acceptable levels of meth. That testing came after a spike in reports of people smoking in the public restrooms over the last 4 weeks. Library spokespeople say the closure is out of an abundance of caution. There's no indication that people who've been in the library and its restrooms recently face serious health risks. However, two city employees were evaluated and cleared after showing symptoms consistent with potential exposure to meth residue or fumes. Library Director David Farnan called the closure a truly sad situation that shows the impact of a widespread epidemic in the United States. There's no word at this time how long the main branch closure will last. For KGNU, I'm John Kellen.
The Boulder Public Library replaced its COVID-19 data dashboard yesterday. The new dashboard has been designed to align with the CDC's COVID-19 community levels and to be more interactive and mobile-friendly. Based on the community feedback, it will feature all the same data as the current dashboard. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is leading the coalition of 34 attorney generals in urging the U.S. Department of Transportation to strengthen protections for airline consumers and provide relief for those whose flights are unexpectedly canceled or significantly delayed. Weiser previously alerted the U.S. DOT to concerns about Frontier Airlines' practices regarding cancellations and refund issues, and the coalition is now urging the U.S. DOT to adopt a new framework that ensures its response promptly to concerns brought by state attorney generals and develop clearer protocols for timely and effective enforcement. For today, the National Weather Service has issued an air quality alert until 9 a.m. this morning. We are going to see a high of 46 and a low of 21 with a current temperature of 24 degrees here in Boulder. In Denver, we are going to see a high of 47 and a low of 21 with a current temperature of 22 degrees. And in Fort Collins, we're going to see a high of 40 and a low of 15 with a current temperature of 15 degrees. And these were your morning headlines for KGNU. I am Luis Licon.